up, and welcome to episode 1 of the Tempercast, where we'll be talking about everything related to the band, metal music in general, and then everything else in between.
With me, metal music?
Yeah, metal music, and the scene, anything, anything and everything. And of course with me is our rhythm guitarist, Mr. Dio Fernandez. So Dio, how are you, mate?
I'm very good, and you?
Yeah, I can't complain. Bit hot.
Too hot for you already. It's like anything above 25 degrees or 20 degrees is too much already for a British.
Yeah, we can't deal.
Person.
We can't deal. Yeah. That's just how it is. Got to moan about something.
For me, it's not enough. 35.
Oh, yeah, you're from Portugal. You're used to it.
Yes.
So, mate, what you've been listening to this week?
Oh, man, this week I can't get over the new Iron Maiden track.
What do you think?
Apart from that, I was listening to some Five Finger Death Punch. I didn't listen to it for a long time, which is very good. I know that a lot of people don't like it, but well, that's life.
I'm not gonna comment on Five Finger Death Punch.
You don't like Five Finger Death Punch for sure.
It's not
your thing.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nothing can, against him. Just
yeah, it can get a bit cringe, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like cringe stuff.
But yeah, of course, new Maiden track out. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I love it. Everything about it. Even though it's a slower song, I still enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, it's when we first listened to that, I think I was too sort of lost in the video. There's so much going on in the video that I wasn't really paying attention to the song.
It's amazing. It's amazing, though. It's actually true what you said about who made the video clip.
Yeah. Yeah, it was some people from Pixar, I think, wasn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that explains the what.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, it's a great video. It was just so much going on. I was sort of watching it, and the actual song sort of became... I kind of had to go back and listen to it on streamed it, and it's actually a lot better quality as well. If you listen to it on the streaming services, it sounds a lot better.
I think what was the most the big difference about this track was more the Western sound, I guess.
Yeah.
Because apart from that, is Iron Maiden, is pure Iron Maiden.
Yeah, there's a bit of folk vibe going on in the intro there.
And about being a slow track, I mean, if you look back to the previous album, the Book of Souls, the first single they released for this one was Speed of Light. Was that the one?
Yeah,
Speed of Light. And if I can remember well, that is not a great single in my opinion.
It was very Maiden by numbers, but I suppose it's what you expect now. They're that point in their career where it's kind of like, I mean, there's no point changing anything. It's just, you know what you're going to get with a Maiden album. So this...
Yeah, of course.
In theory, putting out a track like that, it was a little bit unexpected because, I kind of thought they were going to come out with the sort of, you know, that sort of galloping sort of thing.
But,
I mean, you know there's going to be other great tracks on the album. There's going to be faster tracks and stuff, so... So I can't really complain, but people moan about this and that. They're moaning about the sound production, which I can't really talk about because...
I mean, I get it, but it's an old school band, I mean. They can't go to the big production, new metal wave, you know, style.
Yeah.
That wouldn't sound like Iron Maiden. I don't want them to sound like that.
Yeah, exactly. They've got their sort of sound, and as I said, I don't really, I'm one of those people who's happy to listen to a song, but I have absolutely no idea how it works. If you start talking to me about music production, they're just talking about decibels and frequencies, you lost me, mate.
No, I have no clue. I have no clue about that either. For me, or either sounds good or it doesn't.
Exactly. But yeah, so Temper Shop, what's going on?
What's going on? So,
do you remember back to when I first sent you the first demo?
That was Sicker Than Your Average?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, the one I recorded the beats.
So what did you actually think of that when you first heard that track?
I need to go back in my head to actually... I said, yes, this is what I want.
You can be honest.
Yeah, no, I can be honest because I know that, for example, Isaac... He wasn't like keen on the rap style lyrics singing, but for me, I mean, you know, I started to like a year ago or a year and a half, I started to listen again to a lot of rap music, hip hop. And I started to think, okay, maybe I would like to try something different to mix metal. I mean, it's not something different. A lot of people have done it, and Anthrax, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park, all these bands, new metal bands. But even more different, doing more specific, like, and that, I think we actually done it with Temper Shot.
We have sort of got our own sound there, which is good.
Yeah, because the way you your singing style is very fast, you know, really fast rapping, and this is what makes different. Because if you listen to Limp Bizkit, I mean, the vocals is not fast. Maybe they have a couple parts with fast lyrics singing, but it's not like you. It's, you can't compare it. It's not the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. It's, I suppose that was the whole point of it. When State of Anxiety sort of, I suppose you could say we went on a break, and I remember sending you that track, you and the rest of the guys to the group, and everyone was a bit like, oh, this is different, I don't know what to say about this, but I needed, obviously it was great because you agreed to do the solos for it, so that worked out really well.
I enjoyed it, man. I just remember to listen to the lyrics and reading it at the same time to understand everything what you were saying. And it was amazing. I love that. I still love that lyrics for that song.
Yeah, it was one of those tracks that was just, it was more of a test song, really. Just sort of put together to just kind of get an idea of whether it could work in the way you kind of imagined. But,
yeah.
I mean, you weren't really feeling music at the time anyway. You wanted a bit of a break from guitaring
from
stuff.
Music. Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously you were down to do the solos for First Strike and 2020, which became Certified Dangerous. I think it was called 2020 or something like that.
2020.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously you didn't, you wasn't really into it. So obviously, luckily,
I stepped back. I stepped back, and was the best decision I made, to be honest. Because we all know what came after that.
Oh, yeah, Simon.
The great Simon.
Simon from the Hellgrinds stepped up. Excellent guitarist. Just sent him the songs and he just nailed it on every song. And I thought, oh, that's just, it just, a good solo just, and you know, good solo and leash just takes that song too. Especially if you've got good riffs.
Another level.
Yeah, and you think, oh, this just needs that extra icing.
Yeah, exactly, because that's what I thought about First Strike, because when you sent me Sicker Than Your Average, I thought, okay, I can do a solo for this, and I actually done it, and I'm happy with it. It does the job for that song. But when I listened for the first time First Strike, I was like, damn, this is like Kill 'Em All style. This needs in your face with guitars, like really good solos, and I can't do it now. For now, I can't do that.
Well, that's the thing. I know. I mean, I knew even back in State of Anxiety, tongue tied. Yeah. You were always wanted to be a rhythm guitarist. That was your thing. That's what you wanted to do. So it was kind of great how it worked out.
In State of Anxiety, we had two rhythm guitarists, me and you.
Yeah, that's it.
I could pull off some solos, but it was very simple stuff.
Thinking about that, I can't believe we actually went on tour. We basically, literally, yeah, that's what it was, two rhythm guitarists, and we literally only, I think we only played like one solo in all, we were just...
Three solos. Yeah, three solos. Was the one from the first song, what was the name from the first song?
Oh, Hollow Rider, yeah.
No. The opening track.
Oh, the Hammer. Was it the Hammer?
The Hammer, yeah.
The Hammer
had a solo. I done a solo for that. I done a solo for The Witch. And we had a solo for Flight 19.
Yeah, that's right. And we had something for... And we had my... Oh, I'm not even going to talk about my solo on Hollow Rider. But that's it. That's not me. I was no way a lead guitarist. I just didn't feel comfortable doing that.
Yeah. But, we did what we could. Fuck it.
Yeah.
We had fun. The most important is we had fun. We enjoyed play music, and that's how stuff works, isn't it? You shouldn't be afraid of just doing it. It's like we were speaking about that before. about James not having, when he joined the set of Anxiety, not having any lyrics for it. We have a gig booked and we said, let's do it with no lyrics.
Oh, that was it. That was just like, fuck it. I don't know the words, but we're just going to play a gig anyway and then just make it up on the spot.
Who does that? Nobody does that. Everyone takes themselves too serious.
Yeah, we winged it. We done it.
Of course, people have to take themselves serious, of course, but they should have fun as well. And that's what I think it's missing in people a lot.
Yeah, you look back, you learned a lot from that. And the way everything worked out, it was a case of just everything coming together then for Temper Shot. Obviously, when that started to take off a bit and there was a lot more interest in it, then asked Simon whether he wanted to join properly, he was down. And then it was just like, right, well, we need a rhythm guitarist, and contacted you, and that was music
and
to
I
your
said,
ears.
That's what I want. Let's do this.
Yeah, that's just worked out. It is funny how things work out, and the way people drop in, drop out, and you learn, and things just people disappear, and then they come back into it, and it's just like at the right time, and you change things around, and it's just like, okay, now this feels good.
Even the break, I had in music, like not playing guitar for a while, and even I wasn't enjoying, it was very strange because I wasn't enjoying music like almost at all. It was very weird. It's like I burned out for some reason.
Yeah, I think
and
the tour.
I took the time off, and now I feel the fire again. I just want to practice every day, like all the time I want to practice now.
That's it. I think it's a confidence thing as well, you know, where like even though I love playing guitar, you know, it's great, I do that in my spare time, but on stage I never felt 100% comfortable playing guitar. I always kind of wanted to be running around with a microphone.
And going right back, I think I done this question to you, but I can't remember. It's like, how did you start learning guitar, you know? How did you start? Because
I think the way
you done it was wrong, but right, very right for one reason.
Yeah, from having no clue. It's just a case of I literally bought a guitar, and I was like, as a lot of you are, I was like, I don't need to learn chords. I'd learn any for that. I just want to learn how to play the Four Horsemen or whatever it was from Kill 'Em All, and I was just literally I must have spent like weeks just trying to play that, and then after a day kind of being, why can't I do it as good as they can do it? It's just like, you get frustrated, and then I'll go back to it, give it, and then eventually I kind of picked it up and I was learning all that Kill 'Em All album.
Yeah,
got a lot of
what I say that it's not wrong. Yeah, of course it's not wrong, because I love the way you done it. Basically, what I want to say is you picked up the guitar for the first time, and you tried to learn straight away these complicated songs, metal songs, like really aggressive already. And you start to learn that, and you start to write music. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you start to write music from the beginning. That's my point, you know. And almost nobody does that. And who does that does it very well, because that's the way if you want to be a good writer. I started by learning the easy songs, like learning the proper way, from the bottom, going from the easy, and then start learning the most complicated songs, and then all the pentatonic, you know, scales and all of that. And I was just practicing skill. I wasn't practicing actually to you know, to write riffs or to write music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's the sort of the creative aspect of it. I just wanted to write my own stuff. It was all good. Yeah. It was all good experience, practice. That all helped.
Amazing, yeah.
So, we're going to play Gunning for Gatekeepers, which a lot of people have already heard. Well, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably would have already heard it. But, I might actually add as well, if it wasn't for this song, we would not have a drummer. Isaac would not have joined unless...
He loves that song. It's his favourite song.
Yeah, it was really surprising. We literally had this song on demo and first strike.
I could bet the favorite track for Isaac will be First Strike.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah,
and it's not.
I know. We sent him those two. I sent him those two, and I thought, oh, he'll like First Strike. He probably won't like Gunning. And
yeah.
But then he was like, nah, I'm not really feeling First Strike, but Gunning, though, he really liked it. So, yeah, Gunning for Gatekeepers.
Now listen, you people got an awful lot of explaining to do.
Back in 89, First in Line, that's where it started. Ride the lightning on my wall, I know I hit the target. It affected me in ways I never knew existed. Not alone, and there's nothing wrong with being different. Got my circle running, swapping tips all day. Pulled my first guitar, then told myself to play. I joined a band, but I weren't allowed to stay. So I used my initiative, I started as a way. Went through line-up changes, spending ages filling pages when I feel creative. Learning from mistakes, cause life is what you make it. No more games, now it's time to hit the local circuit. Playing empty shows, then before we knew it, we were touring Europe, acting like there's nothing to it. Riding high, rocking every single day. But suddenly it changed and we threw it all away. Fucking issues, let me elaborate. Just sold my soul to Satan, told me he'd bring us fame. He whispers in my ear, fucking with my mental state.
Voices in my head, but when they stop.
Now let's get back on track, from the start we took it back. Can't do this, can't do that, you ain't metal, you ain't brass. Sorry guys, you're out of luck, risk a good bit of vocal suck. What the fuck is temperature, your time's up.
You're always demanding, you're fake and distracting. But no matter what you're planning, I guarantee you will be the last one standing.
Because of them growl, scream, I'll make an audible, making noises. Don't mean that I can't throw down with the best in the scene, really I'm bonus. Any concept, proof, no concept, pack for the content, always honest, just as promised.
Still don't give a fuck.
You critics on our back, better man up and learn the facts. We ain't playing by your rules and you can't seem to handle that. Like the fucker watch me react, like my name was no light track. Clinging to the past, but it won't come back.
Don't you people realize what you're up against?
And that was Gunning for Gatekeepers, which I think, I suppose you could say, was technically our first main official release. I think that's right. Although...
With Marching, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that appeared on the UK Thrashers, Moshing the Roof on Volume 2, which, excellent, excellent compilation, 30 bands... loads of great bands, and it was really, we were really, really proud to be on that compilation. That wasn't going to be the song. We were actually pushing originally to get Witch on there.
75? Witch?
No, Witch. Yeah, but it was runtime problems, I think. It was like Witch was, what, 8 minutes?
Yeah. To be honest, I mean, there is a lot of reasons for Gunning to be the right track to be on there, because Gunning is a short song. It doesn't drag, it's just a cool song, and which is an old song, it's from, you know, it's from a song that we bring on from State of Anxiety.
Yeah, which is definitely an album song.
Yeah, it's better to show like a Temper Shot single.
Yeah.
I mean, which is still a Temper Shot song, but we wrote it in State of Anxiety, so you know what I mean.
Yeah, and Gunning for Gatekeepers, that was an interesting one. That was, strangely enough, that was originally two songs. Both parts, I think it was the main intro part, was originally one song that was messing about with, and the second part was one song that was messing about with. And
then you look at both songs.
Yeah.
Well, I think I can put them together.
Yeah, and that's how, I mean, I think the main riff in Gunning, I think that was one of yours actually, from that, you know, when we used to record around at my place, and we would just record random stuff, play like a couple of seconds of one riff, a little bit of a melody, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
getting it all down, recording it. Yeah, but the first half, yeah, that was another complete different song, which came from, I think it was, we were at Isaac's, I don't think you were there actually, I think this was when you had left State of Anxiety. Yeah.
That is still my favourite lyrics, because it's basically our story, yeah.
Yeah, it was, the intro was definitely clearing up. Basically, a lot of me saying, you know, saying, oh, I've done this, and, yeah, you know, we did
that,
this.
That part is your story, because you say from 89, and 89, I wasn't here. I wasn't around.
No.
But from State of Anxiety, yes, that was my story.
Yeah, exactly. It was, I just felt I had to put that in there. It kind of ended one sort of story, and then you start off with the whole second part, the main part of the song, I suppose you could call it. When Sicker Than Your Average came out, even though it was positive, there was a lot of people was commenting saying, you know, this is no place, what are you doing, this isn't
sicker,
trash. Yeah,
Sicker Than Your Average, I never comment, but that song title is amazing. Sicker Than Your Average.
I can't remember where that came off.
How did you come up with that?
Just, I think, do you know what, that's actually a line from a I think it's a Notorious B.I.G. track.
Okay.
He says that line.
That makes sense.
It just sounded, it kind of went with what I was singing about in the song.
Yeah.
Just being different. And I suppose that's the whole point of Gunning, that second half, was just basically, it was basically a fuck you. It was basically, look, we get it, it's different. If you don't like it, not our problem.
It's your problem.
We don't care.
Yeah. And it's the right song to put in the end of the set list.
Yeah, like, it works well as a set ender, definitely.
It's like, if you didn't like, well, this is a message for you.
Exactly, and that's the whole point. You know, whatever lineup you play, this and that, at least you can offer something different to every other thrash band on there.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of thrash bands out there. That's a big sea of a genre.
Well, not just thrash bands, like metal bands. Bands in general, it's almost too much.
Well,
it's almost too much what we have now.
It's so easy now. It's so easy to get on and put your own songs out and
yeah, that's
which
why
is
so
good
hard, because yeah.
Don't get me wrong, it's great. There's loads of you know, there's loads of bands about. There's loads of great bands about. But the problem being so many, a lot of, you know, it's a lot harder to find the really good ones, because you've got to wade through this big swamp of, especially with thrash, I don't know where one band ends and another one begins, because it's so similar.
It sounds the same. Yeah. That's my problem. My foe is I don't search too much. If the band comes to me, like if somebody says, listen to this, or if I see it online somehow, yes, I'll listen to it, but I'm not that type of guy that I should be to listen, to try to listen to new stuff, but I don't have the patience to go online and just see what bands are coming out and just listen to them.
Yeah, I mean,
it's so much. It's so much.
There is a lot, and especially if you're in a band yourself as well, you're kind of, I mean, if you're rehearsing like we do like a long 6-hour rehearsal just playing the stuff we do, I'm not going to come home and stick Slayer on because I've just, my ears are done. I'm like, yeah,
definitely
need to chill
not
or something now.
Put some Lady Gaga on.
Why
something
not?
To relax.
Why not? Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Even though we are quite different, I don't see people giving hate to us. Probably more you. Probably you can't feel it. If there is any hate, it's more.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
it's
I
more
get it. All,
in
yeah.
your direction.
Yeah. I don't know. I do enjoy sometimes reading the comments. There's so many on YouTube that have been really positive, and then there's also a lot, you know, people saying, oh, get a new singer, he can't sing, and I'm like, well, that's not the point, I'm not meant to be singing.
Yeah, but fuck that, you gotta look to the positive comments, unless it's a negative constructive comment. Of course we don't mind constructive criticism.
Yeah, most people have been really cool about it, so it's all positive, it's all good, and we're enjoying it. But yeah, so Gunning for Gatekeepers, one of the first songs, and yeah, the first official song we actually released. And it's also worth mentioning that the outro from that song was inspired by the outro from an Iron Maiden song called The Prophecy from their Seventh Son album, I think. And the voices you can hear is actually taken from a video clip of us where we got locked out of the hotel room. I think it was something like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. We couldn't get in. We was waiting for a good half hour, 45 minutes outside the hotel trying to get in. So we figured we'd just add that in to the outro as just kind of like a final send off sort of thing, because that was pretty much the end of that era of State of Anxiety. But yeah, that's definitely one of the more fun songs to play, I think. It's nice and easy.
Yeah, I think it's probably my... It's hard to choose, actually, for me. What's my favorite song to play? Jesus Christ. I love to play Afterburner.
Yeah, Afterburner.
Afterburner is just easy.
Yeah, but those sort of songs you can just get right in it then, can't you?
Yeah.
You ain't got to worry too much.
And now I'm enjoying about Certified, because we can get right the intro now, which is very difficult.
Definitely. I mean, considering when you look at it and you think, well, how many have we've done what? About three rehearsals, is it? Altogether?
No, we've done more than that.
I swear it's three. Four at
least,
most.
At
then.
Least five. No, I would say five.
Nah, I'm sure it's three or four rehearsals.
Yeah. But four. I think it's four.
How quick everything's
was
come
one,
together.
Was one without Simon.
Yeah.
And then I think we've done already three with Simon.
We've done, that's right.
Four.
So that's considering how things are sounding now, that's pretty good. Everyone's just bang on it now.
And it's crazy to think that next month we'll be playing live after all this year and a half, 2 years of COVID.
Oh, finally, yeah. Well,
how
as long
weird
as
it's gonna be.
As long as everything goes well and to plan, because I don't know, they seem to just change.
Everything can change from one day to another.
Exactly.
That just pisses me off.
But they need to get it's been far too long now. You've got to get live music up and running again. I mean, the fact that you watch the World Cup, the Euros, and see how many people there all just mixing together, and yet we can't go and play a gig. It's madness.
It's kind of ridiculous. It's like the rules just apply for some stuff, not everything.
Exactly. So I can't wait. If it all goes ahead, it's going to be a mental night.
We will see after the 19 now, when they will release the rules.
Yeah.
You will see what happens in the next couple of weeks, like 1 week or 2 weeks. because that is going to be mental, maybe. I reckon it's going to be mental.
Oh, it'll be a great night, definitely. I mean, all the bands there, good vibe, good party, thrash night, and it's at the Underworld. Love the Underworld, such a great venue to play.
Yeah, and it's the first thrash night for us. I think we can say that.
Yeah. No? It's weird. It's going to be weird.
Oh. Yeah, funny.
First gig is a front, man.
Yeah. Oh. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, it's even though it's like my first sort of gig being in that position as a frontman now rather than a guitarist, I'm a lot more confident than when I was on guitar, because I know that, well, no one else in here is going to do it like this.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to fucking go nuts and just... And that's it. That's all you can do. I'm gonna have a fucking damn good time.
All you can do is have fun. Just be with people, chat to people, drink a beer with people.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't drink a beer with someone for so long.
It's gonna be great. I'm looking forward to seeing Acid Rain. They're fucking awesome live. Bang Over, great party thrash.
Have you ever seen Acid Rain live?
I have. Yes. I can't remember now. It's quite a while back.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're such a great band, lively. It's going to be good.
It's going to be my first time seeing them.
Oh, you're going to love it, mate. They're just killer band, killer live band. But yeah, that pretty much wraps this lot up. Next week we have the release of our new single Afterburner, so we're going to be chatting all about that, as well as a ton of other stuff we got in the pipeline, loads of album details, and hopefully we'll get some of the other band members on as well.
Yeah, and if the few people who listen to this, if you guys want to ask anything, just DM us on TempoShot Instagram and we will answer your questions or whatever your requests are.
Yeah, hit up the comment section in YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and let us know any questions you got. We're answering.
Go for it.
And we will see you next week.